Part 4, Chapter 2, The Path Towards Christmas Eve. In the Pharma Fraternitatis we read of a certain brother N.N. who, having completed his apprenticeship successfully, and longing to accomplish his assignment of the path, intended to set out on a journey to which he was sufficiently enabled by fortune. Before starting this journey, he thought it necessary as a good architect to make some alterations in his edifice in order to improve it. During this work of renovation, he found a memorial tablet, cast in bronze, in which several important names were engraved. When Brother N.N. wanted to transfer this discovery to a more suitable place for safekeeping and removed it from its place, a part of a thin wall came away with it. In that way, unexpectedly and to his great joy, a door was revealed, the door of the burial vault of CRC, on which was written in large letters, "After 120 years I shall open." We understand from this quotation that the temple of the tomb of Christian Rosicross, although it may not have been forgotten, had at any rate been lost as a possession. It had been built over, and the brothers who wanted to follow the Rosicross had no idea at all in what direction the tomb was to be found. They were ready, and one pointed in every respect as gnostically sensitive people who are able to hear the call and who try to react to it. For the rest, however, they were ignorant until the great miracle occurred in their lives and they found the fine, noble, undamaged body of their father, Brother Christian Rosicross, in full ceremonial robes, in a sepulchral temple, in such an excellent and perfect state that it exceeded their wildest expectations. Perhaps you will understand that this marvellous old story, so like a fairy tale, is in fact the modern experience of us all. Have you ever thought it possible that you yourself would be allowed, like the brothers of antiquity, to enter the tomb of Christian Rosicross as a participant in a similar group? The temple of the tomb of Christian Rosicross is a completely prepared sevenfold magnetic field, a new life field. Whoever enters it will find there, among other things, the body of Brother Christian Rosicross in full ceremonial robes and in an undamaged state. This means that in this temple we will find, down to the smallest details, the prototype of the new man who must be constructed within the new magnetic body on the basis of the seed Jesu, which has been sown in the heart of every pupil. It is clear that every pupil who has been taken into the magnetic body has been born for something new. He has been born of God, of the Gnosis, in the new body of salvation. Something of him must now die, the old state of nature. For that purpose he has to die in Jesus the Lord in order to be reborn at the same time as to the new man out of the Holy Spirit. What an incomparable privilege it is to be allowed to receive this most glorious Christmas present that can ever be given to any human being, to be allowed to stand in group unity with the others in the new magnetic body of the modern spiritual school, in the living body of Christ for liberation. We have already told you that because of the fundamental touch of the Gnosis, a faculty is liberated in all those who are willing to react positively. This faculty is the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the first clear manifestation of the Comforter. It relates to a possession of the blood, to a soul faculty, given in ineffable love to the mortal soul so that the rebirth of the immortal soul might be fulfilled. This faculty is similar to what was given to Mary in the story of the Gospel. It says that she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit in order that the infant Jesus could be born out of her. She received a power for renewal of life. When this birth became a fact, an unearthly light appeared, and it spread over the nightly regions as a blessing. At the same time, an angelic song resounded as a divine symphony. So the primary faculty as a first gift of God proved itself in light and sound. Standing in the new body of salvation, all those united in the group are enabled to realize the faculty of rebirth, that in their souls also the unearthly regenerating light will prove itself. When we go to meet our Christmas Eve in the correct attitude of life, the door of the Temple of the Tomb of CRC will be opened for us also. Above this door is written, "After 120 years I shall open." By this we must understand, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, after 30 years I shall open, 30 years of continuous struggling and working in the force of the Trinity. After 30 years having struggled thus, the new group is able to enter the living magnetic body of the Gnosis. Our 30 years have been fulfilled. The work of preparation has been completed. Now, the eternal feast of Christmas will begin.